This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Wednesday he is worried Republican Party infighting in Congress could hurt Ukraine aid and promised to deliver a speech soon to outline why the U.S. needs to continue to support Ukraine in its war with Russia. Asked if he was concerned, Biden said, quote, "It does worry me, but I know there are a majority of members of the House and Senate in both parties who have said that they support funding Ukraine." The U.S. House of Representatives remains in historic chaos Wednesday, a day after it booted its speaker out of the job, a first for the House, as infighting in the narrowly divided Republican majority toppled Kevin McCarthy from the position. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
Until a new speaker is installed, it's unlikely Congress will take action on bills to fund the government. That legislative halt comes as another government shutdown deadline looms on November 18th. But with Republicans needing a week to choose a new speaker, it would stall talks on government funding. Hard right conservatives like House Representative Matt Gaetz, who called for McCarthy's ouster, were angry over the then speaker's failure to win extra spending cuts in those funding bills.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. The United States conducted a test of its emergency warning system on Wednesday, sending alerts across cell phones, radio, and television to millions of Americans. The emergency system sounded during the White House briefing, interrupting it.
As supporting the brave people of Ukraine to continue that support. It is. Oh, there you go. Okay, thanks everybody. I'm just kidding.
It was the seventh such test of the emergency alert system by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Federal Communications Commission. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's court appearances are no longer distractions from his campaign to return to the White House. They are central to it, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The Republican presidential frontrunner is in New York for the opening of a civil fraud trial accusing him of grossly inflating the value of his businesses. Donald Trump is not scheduled to testify yet, so doesn't have to be here, but he's seizing the opportunity.
This has to do with election interference, plain and simple. They're trying to damage me so that I don't do as well as I'm doing in the election.
Trump's appearances here drew far more media attention than any campaign rally would have and gave the former president a fresh opportunity to rile up his base and to fundraise. At court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Kenyan lawmakers say parliamentary approval is required before the deployment of police to the Kenya-led peacekeeping mission in Haiti to combat gang violence that was approved by the UN Security Council this week. An opposition lawmaker told a session of Parliament's lower house on Wednesday the conditions for foreign deployment hadn't been met under the National Police Act. He also said the country's security needs, quote, ought to take first precedence before any foreign commitments. He was alluding to the internal attacks by the East Africa-based Al-Shabaab extremist group, which has links to Al-Qaeda. Pakistan has ordered all illegal immigrants to leave voluntarily by the end of the month or face deportation. The new order primarily affects Afghans, many of whom fled their country after the Taliban took over in August 2021. VOA's Pakistan Bureau Chief Sarah Zaman reports.
1.73 million Afghans, according to Pakistani government data, living illegally in the country. Under a new government order, all illegal residents must leave voluntarily by November 1st. Though not a signatory to UN resolutions protecting refugee rights, Pakistan is home to over 4 million Afghans. Most arrived in the last four decades or were born to refugees in Pakistan and have paperwork legalizing their stay. But those who arrived after Taliban's 2021 takeover of Afghanistan largely lack permits. Sara Zaman, VOA News, Islamabad.
A unique 2030 World Cup is set to be played in Europe and Africa with the surprising addition of South America. The deal will allow FIFA to open the men's soccer tournament with a 100th birthday party in Uruguay. FIFA also opened bidding for the 2034 World Cup with only member federations from Asia and Oceania eligible. Saudi Arabia immediately entered. I'm Joe Ramsey.